The Spanish announce table.
At ceramic underscore samurai. My wrestling wish list?
Yeah.
Coherent, consistent storylines on the main roster.
Getting a little overambitious.
More awesome in NXT.
Well, that's your opinion.
And Finn Balor in my bed. Hashtag tweet the table.
Who said this?
Ceramic underscore samurai.
Ceramic, you trying to cheat on me?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Yeah, well, Finn Balor, you are not. So, I mean, I got to give it to her on that one.
Better looking.
But you know what? You won't do the whole time. I bet the whole time he's on top, he's look up.
Yeah. Yeah, you can never get on top because he can't look up.
Maybe he likes that. Maybe he likes it on top because he's look up. At Kitty First.
Lady.
Hey, jolly old Saint Mick. Hashtag tweet the table. You see that super hot elf he had on there.
Noelle.
Yeah.
Noelle. How old is she?
She's over 18, right? Right? At double A underscore WIR. Let's keep it trending. Hashtag.
No.
Dildos for T-Mac. Hashtag tweet the table.
Nope.
Dildos for T-Mac. Dildos for T-Mac. Christmas dildos for T-Mac. You know, candy cane striped dildos for T-Mac.
Speaking of dildos, did you see Sasha Banks came out?
What the fuck?
Her nose doesn't look like a dildo. bench system. Just saying. Look at it next time.
I can't do this.
You got the hiccups. Are you going to do what I always say when you have the hiccups and you always say, go fuck yourself?
What?
Rub your earlobes.
No.
Yes, rub your earlobes.
No.
That will work.
Don't you rub your nipples.
I mean, I would, but I don't wouldn't do it to get rid of hiccups.
I tried it before and it didn't work.
Positive one.
Uh-huh.
Man, you are really struggling with those hiccups. Rub your earlobes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What deep breaths. No, you're doing
it
too hard.
It's the deep breaths then.
No,
it's not the...
No, it's you're focusing on something else other than your hiccups.
So this is like, those. Is this like one of those, you should cup your hand in a C and try to bite your ear?
No. Try that too. Do it slow. No, do it slow.
I'm trying to.
And think about it.
Don't. Do it slower.
Yeah. Well, I saved my three P's.
Goddamn, I wish we had fucking Periscope for this shit.
P1 is. P1 is a positive.
It is. It's a positive that I'm rubbing my earlobe.
You're right.
You get off on this or what?
No, it'll work.
No, I'm your whole rank kick.
You don't have to do any damn spiritual fucking talks.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, P1 is a positive.
While I fucking toss my lobes around over here.
It's a positive. It's the Intercontinental title picture. I'm positive about it. I like Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens continuing this. Positive.
Yeah. I think my hiccups are gone.
I fucking told you.
Holy shit.
I fucking told you.
God damn.
My witchcraft works. Try it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the second hour-ish of the Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net and TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Last battle rap? A 2015
here it
Titan
goes.
Mac. Gonna
here it
spit
goes.
It mean.
Yeah.
I called you Titan Mac. That's not your name.
Who are you talking to, boy?
Go. At GBL316, hashtag tweet the table, hashtag Raw Brooklyn is always better. With Vince McMahon. Vince is, he's just got something to him that others don't.
Charisma.
Yeah.
Presence.
Yeah.
Skill.
Yeah.
Talent.
Yeah.
Vision.
Just can't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
We'll move on to Nels. Happy New Year, fuckos.
Yeah, boy.
Hope everything was decent for you guys.
It was.
Figured I'd take a break from writing songs about cocaine and fat bitches and fill you in on some bullshit that my brain made up.
Cocaine and fat bitches. That makes me think. What'd you do for New Year's?
Number one. I just with Dean Ambrose's current character, I don't see him being a world champion. By the way,
nope.
Now he could still be. It doesn't have to change. I think it needs to be tweaked somehow. There's still something missing for his character. He's great in the ring.
I think he needs to be turned up a little bit more, and I think his in-ring work needs to be more believable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so, and then I spin, yeah, and then I go into the ropes.
I hate that rope spot.
I like it, but it's not believable. He's doing it as a motion and right. not as a, oh, fuck,
yeah.
I'm
yeah, and it's
recovering.
All, bop, 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 yeah. Whoop, 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 bop, 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 zing, bounce, jump, whoop, dip, dip, zip, dang, whoop, da, ba da ba. Yeah, right?
I liked how we did that. I liked how we did that.
Right, yeah.
It's my favorite feud in pro wrestling right now, Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose.
Okay, positive.
I like it. Like I said, the Dean Ambrose character needs to buy in a little bit more, but that dynamic with him and Fat Boy Kevin, love it.
Fat Boy Kevin.
Yeah. You know, if they stood next to each other, they'd look like the number 10. You know? He's fucking fat. It's true.
A fucking 10? Yeah. They'd look like
a 10! A fucking 10!
If Ty Dillinger were to walk up and just give him that.
Yeah, it'd be like, you guys look like
a 10! A fucking 10!
You're like, what? Like, look at you guys.
Made them wear 1 and 0.
Yes.
They became a tag team.
Yeah.
The perfect 10.
Yes. Yes. Love that.
All right. At Mr. _Impact76. TNA is back. Checking it out. Never say die. Hashtag tweet table. Yeah, he was there.
You could say die.
Yeah, you could say die. At Theo 70.
Well, you know what's stronger than death? Matt Hardy. Who the fuck was like, Matt, go with that?
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a, Matt.
You know what?
Probably Jeff Hardy when he's fucking coked out of his gourd. Yeah. That's a great fucking idea, man. Yeah. Do that. Yeah, I'm gonna finish painting my face, all right? Yeah. All right. Theo 75.
I'm gonna put eyes on my eyelids so that when I close my eyes, it looks like eyes. Isn't that fucking cool? Dude, yeah, that is cool. You're gonna be like stronger than death. Dude, you should rock that! Some fuck who I do not
some
know.
Some fuck.
Yeah, some fuck on here.
T Max East is his whole life unraveling here.
Damn it!
The best laid plans of mice and men.
Some fuck on Facebook.
Yeah. Some Facebook fuck.
So this girl posts a picture of me.
Yeah.
And her.
Right.
In her profile picture.
Yes.
And some fuck.
Some fuck.
Wrote, you and the new BF boyfriend are cute. Two things. One, yes, I am very attractive. But two, you don't need to fucking write it.
Like, totally understand what you're saying, dude.
I understand completely where you're coming from.
Right, yeah.
But the fuck, man?
The fuck, guy?
God.
Come on, guy. Nah, man. Hey, man, it might work
out.
And
we're working the same event, so it doesn't help that we're wearing the same fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are like a matching. This is a couple picture.
Damn it.
You know what you need now is like the Christmas tree in the background and the dog in a sweater.
Oh! Oh, this ruins everything.
Very attractive young lady who I assume is probably a lovely woman.
She is nice. Yeah. Yeah. There's others that are nice too. You know? God damn it!
At WIR Kata, watching ROH.
Whoa, hey, there's a different. Yeah, I like that. Mm. Go ahead. Yeah, I like ROH.
Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson just made their way to the ring to a monstrous ovation. Hashtag tooth table, hashtag over as fuck.
Cool. 13 people went fucking nuts.
We didn't ever say that they weren't even over. We just said they're fucking
nuts!
And we don't like them. I don't know why they're over, because you people should see that they're fucking
nerd!
And not the good kind of nerd. The fucking
nerd!
I think they're more accurately described as dorks.
Yeah, but they're
because they're the nerds that think they're the coolest guys in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Those are dorks.
Yep, you're right.
They're the ones that, like you said, too sweet me, bro, right? You're like, oh, you're fucking dork.
With your hand gestures.
Right? Because they're not a geek. They're not like super smart about something or have this niche thing.
Yeah, they don't know.
They're not a nerd just because they like nerd stuff and fucking, you know what I mean?
They're
like,
a dork.
They're a fucking dork. They think they're like going to come hang out with the cool kids.
Yeah. You think you're coming to my party Friday night, but guess what?
You're just getting swirlied and fucking.
Yeah, you're going to be the DD. Yeah. So cool. Thanks for coming.
Right. You're here so you can talk to the cops when they show up. Final one.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. God, you always had that friend. Yeah. Like, fuck, come here.
Hey, man, hey.
Can't see straight. Talk to these guys.
Talk to the fucking guys.
I have to sit in this chair. I can't get up. So, we're 17.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly under the age of 21 to be drinking.
Yeah.
We're drunk as fuck.
Okay.
The driver, it's one of the nights where Jesus took the wheel.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, right.
Like, fuck that.
Right, yeah.
Apparently, we had our brights on for too long and we're the only car. Like, you know what I mean? One of those things.
Mm-hmm.
We get pulled over. I'm sitting in the back seat. My friend Carlos is to the left.
Okay.
My friend Doug is to the right. Shane is up in the front seat. Bobby is driving.
Okay.
Cop pulls us over and I'm fucking in and out of consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just out.
In, out, in, out, right? I have a cooler of beer on. Like, it's a cooler, but it's filled with beer.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
And...
just sitting on your lap.
Sitting on my lap.
So there's no hiding it.
No.
It's a cooler.
Well, and so I said, fuck
it. You can't tuck it under the seat. It's cool.
No, I said, fuck. It's like that cooler on the TV. Like, about the
big. Oh, yeah. It's a cooler on the fucking TV.
Yeah. Right. Pretty big. And so the cop shines his fucking light back on my fucking face, which it felt like it was 2 inches away
course.
From my face.
Yeah.
And he goes, who's cooler? I looked at Carlos.
No.
I looked at Doug. I said, we're all cool, but I guess I'm the coolest. Oh, he didn't like that.
Oh, sure he didn't.
He pulled us out of the fucking car. Oh, my God. He beat my ass. He fucking put me in handcuffs and was like, whoa, and threw me to the ground. I was like, what the fuck? And I just, you know, I'm fucked up. And I'm, like, trying to, like, stand up. He's like, sit down. I'm like, okay, I'm sitting down. And I'm like, I'm going to get back up. And he's like, whoa, and throws me down. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm fine, you know. And then we have to call our fucking parents. And we had... my friend Jesse, his dad was like the cool parent. So
right.
We all said, yeah.
Yeah.
So we called Kenny, and Kenny came up and got us. But yeah, he said it was cool. So
well.
I got, so I got an MIP, minor in possession, or whatever that was called.
But you're the coolest.
Yeah.
So that's a long explanation of the stuff I've been doing.
Yeah.
Trying to, I sit here, I realize I bitch a lot about things.
You do.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, hey, we should actually.
Take some
change. Do some stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I like it. Good for you.
Yeah. Neat. So what'd you do? Masturbate and drink?
A lot of that. What did I do?
I'm not saying I didn't do those things, too.
That was basically it. That was kind of the highlight. Wouldn't that be awesome? Kurt Angle versus Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
Just the shit talking.
Yeah.
And just one
the
of them
crazy.
One of them will die.
Yeah.
In the fucking
In the cage.
Cage.
Yeah.
Probably
let's just have
Shamrock.
A death fight.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. First one to die loses.
Yes.
Right? All right. Second one to die, he also loses. At ZachGuitar13, final one. Last man standing match. The match made famous by?
What? Am I supposed to guess?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm
last
sorry.
Man standing match. The match made famous by?
Man, I don't know. Last man standing matches are made famous by... No, it's not Mick Foley. It's Terry Funk.
Bill Cosby. Hashtag tweet the table.
That's a joke. God damn. Here, I was trying to be serious.
You're it's got to be The Rock.
It better not be Shawn Michaels. How many times can we do Shawn Michaels as the Triple H guest referee bullshit?
As many times as they feel like they need big
it's
names.
It's done.
Yeah.
The Rock.
It's never done to them. It always works.
Shawn Michaels.
It always works. It works. It makes them pop.
Now, Shawn Michaels as a guest referee in another match. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just, can we stop with the Shawn Michaels thing? It's like, it's not Shawn Michaels anyway. I mean, it's Shawn Michaels.
Well, like, if you put Shawn Michaels as a guest referee, and I'm just making this up hypothetically, in a Daniel Bryan storyline.
Yeah.
Well, add some new blood.
Right? Yeah.
We don't want to see Shawn Michaels.
That makes sense, though.
Right, but we don't want to see Shawn and Triple H storyline anymore.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah,
he's been conflicted many a times. We know how it ends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
He's going to fucking kick somebody in the face.
Right.
Great.
Oh, and then he's going to hold his head and say, why did I do it?
Yeah.
God,
oh,
Jesus.
Dave Meltzer reported that Sheamus is suffering from tendonitis and will continue to have a limited on-screen role. There has been no official timetable announced for Sheamus's Return.
No, but I want that match where he's like the other guy.
Well, who's going to wrestle Randy Orton when he comes back?
And who's going to be that sixth guy in a ladder match? Dang it. You know?
Who is going to be the sixth guy in a ladder match?
Like,
Naomi tweeted a clarification to the claim of her being injured made by the Road Dogg Brian James last week. Naomi said that she is dealing with a non-ring-related health issue and would be ready to rumble next week.
She's pregnant.
No, she's going to go next week.
Right, abortion.
As soon as I got a coat hanger.
No, I don't know.
That's real wrong.
I would guess she... I don't know. Some woman thing.
Yeah, who knows? Some woman thing.
I don't know. Women.
One of them women things, yeah. You know.
Well, women.
Sure, maybe her hair got dyed the wrong color.
How about this? How about we write that into a storyline?
This is great. This is going to be the best thing ever.
Every Vince impersonation is the same.
Yeah, because it's fucking him. At WIR Ghetto. That doesn't even make any sense.
It sucks.
Went out wearing my Bullet Club shirt today.
Oh.
Saw another guy wearing a Bullet Club shirt. Naturally, we made out. Hashtag tweet the table. No, he didn't say that. He said.
We just had our own commentary because it's our show.
He said, naturally, we too sweet at each other. Hashtag tweet the table.
I learned your reaction. Yeah.
All right, we'll move on. To Nels, 2016, the year of pro wrestling.
2016, year of pro wrestling.
So thrilled with how things are looking at the moment, that I had to take a break from playing Marvel Contest of Champions and trying to fuck my hot boss to fill you in on some thoughts.
I hope you fuck your hot boss.
Me too.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Can we get a weekly update on that?
Yeah, just let's like get some, yeah.
Progress.
Hot
substantial.
Boss. Hot boss update, right?
Yeah.
Number 10. Impress the authority. Impress the authority. Impress the authority. Fuck you, Michael Cole. Impress my dick. I hope your kids never learn to read.
Yes.
Number 11.
I hope your kids never learn
to read.
Because that's such an inconvenience.
Yeah. Well, it's such an indictment on you as a parent. You failed their life.
Yeah.
You ruined those children's lives. 13, AJ Styles has a fat person's face. And he does.
That could be the best time I've ever heard.
He's got a fat person's face. He's fucking right. I think that's kind of part of that. I'm like, man, I can't get behind this guy. That fat guy's face. It's like if you see some girl who clearly had like the stomach bypass, just still got the fat head. But at Katie First,
lady,
love that Ambrose doesn't give a damn. Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah, I like it. He was just like, yeah, and he just comes up and I think he meant to chest bump Brock Lesnar, but kind of pelvic thrusted him there.
Uh-huh.
You know,
humped him.
Yeah, just kind of was like, ugh.
Yeah, well, hump you.
Touch my dick to your knee. All right.
I just fucked knee.
I touched my dick on your thigh.
Yeah, Dan Severin always sends me an email on my birthday wishing me a happy birthday.
He's a nice guy.
Very
he's
nice
guy.
He's
got an amazing mustache.
And yeah.
He's got the 70s porn stash.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's like highly intelligent. Like, you know those,
oh, yeah.
those really like odd intelligent people that like just stats all the time kind of thing. Like that's the type of smart he is. And it's like, it's intimidating because you could also try to kill me. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And he still fights. He's 54. Anyway, sorry.
Puts on clinics and
yeah. So let's go back into you. We got the newsletter. What else?
You tag like team action.
So what else?
All right, then we're going to leave and we'll be back next week for episode 134. 134, man.
Maven.
Yeah.
This was a good song.
Yeah. He eliminated an Undertaker from the Royal Rumble.
He eliminated An Undertaker. An Undertaker.
Yeah, I said it grammatically correct. He was one of the Undertakers.
Well, he was, or he was, well, there's two, that's
yeah,
true.
Huh? So he threw an Undertaker out.
That you're correct.
Right, like you could throw a Sting out.
Oh, because there was two.
There was two.
Oh, man.
Or a Sin Cara.
Yeah?
Yeah. Or a Diesel and Razor Ramon, technically. Yeah.
Ooh, good call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's just get the fuck out of here.
This song just makes me think of like early 2000s.
When you were young and had potential.
Yeah. Like, and like acting like I had issues that really didn't exist.
Yeah, and life was just going to like, it's going to work out great.
Yeah. I'm going to use hard work and determination. Yeah, and I'm like, going to overcome.
I'm starting a new chapter.
I'm going to get out of this town.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get out of this town. Yeah. I'm going to go do things.
I'm going to go do things. Whitney doesn't even know what she lost.
Like a podcast.
Yeah. Having seizures, one, they're not timed. You know what I'm saying?
It'll happen. Yeah, what if you're in the ring doing a flip?
That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
What if you get thrown into the turnbuckle and then just the reaction of going into that turnbuckle?
Yep, seizure.
Seizure, and now you're at WrestleMania.
How about this? You're going for your flying headbutt.
Right.
Seizure in midair, and now you flop and land wrong and break some shit. And
yeah, and or you hurt the other guy
yeah.
doing a body slam. Yeah. He didn't do much, but I'm saying,
yeah, right,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, yeah. moves like that. Like, why?
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of them Daniel Bryan body slams.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? You know, like one of those moves where he has the safety of the other yeah. guy in his hands.
What are you more likely to see in your life, a unicorn or a Daniel Bryan body slam?
Good question,
right?
Actually. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Let's come up with a... That could be a meme, like a Daniel Bryan body slam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's so unlikely to happen that you're yeah. more likely to see a Daniel Bryan body slam?
Yeah. Are you more likely to see a black WWE champion?
Or a Daniel Bryan body slam? I wouldn't mind going to a Bryan and Bree bed and breakfast. Hashtag tweet the table.
I wouldn't either.
I thought that, too. I was yeah. like, I want to go see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would really want to do that.
Like, it's like in Seattle or something.
Right, yeah, use an organic toilet or something.
Aberdeen. Yeah. Organic toilet.
I don't know. Is that a thing? I feel like they would
just
have it.
Just a fucking patch of hay out in the back. Of course, he looked like that. What's on Street Fighter 2, the Russian, the end of Zangief?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Video game reference. Fucking nerds. Look at that. Like, something for everybody on this show. At WIR Canada.
You
fucking nerds.
You fucking nerds.
Yeah, something for you there. Yeah, hey, Pokemon.
Yeah, lots of more shit. Well, what was that like to work with Flair?
Well, it was. You know, it's funny. We got to run some house shows with him. And, you know, Flair's... He's a ring general. That's how he's come up in this business. So mm-hmm. Obviously with me, it's no different. Me being a young guy, I just listen. I was one time working with him in a match, and I was working his leg. And I wasn't just staying on his leg. I was working other body parts, but I was going back to his leg. Well, apparently I was taking too long to go to Flair's leg. And in the middle of the match, he completely breaks kayfabe, raises his leg up in the air straight up and starts pointing at it, letting me know that I need to go back to the leg and continue working on it.
That's funny.
I go, don't worry, Rick, don't worry. I'll get there, buddy. I'll get
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, there's no shame in his game at all. It just can, you know, there's probably 5,000 people in this arena, and he just reaches out and goes, Leg.
What was the... We had Bobby Lashley on who said...
Yeah, Bobby Lashley. We had him on, and he worked a...
It was like a Battle Royal Rumble.
I think it was a Battle Royal.
Yeah.
And he talked about working with Flair, and he was beating up on someone in the corner, and he just hears, "Body press, motherfucker, body press." And he just turns around, and Flair's like walking towards him. He's like, "Okay, that's what I do."
You got it, yeah. The infamous WWE Hall of Fame ring that will be on an upcoming episode of A&E's Pawn Stars belongs to none other than Tammy Sunny.
I called Six. It! Did I not call it?
Yep.
Woo!
Who will also be on the episode, according to PW Insider this week.
Called it.
However, the ring is still in Sunny's possession. Sunny famously offered her ring for sale, leading to an offer from Vivid Entertainment to shoot her pornographic film, Sunny Side Up, in through the back door.
I should be Sonny's manager because I can just predict all of her moves.
Right.
Remember?
That's not what a manager does.
Well, what should I be? I should be her I should bet on her.
Yeah, you should start betting
I should just bet on Tammy
you
Sitch.
You should start taking bets on Sunny.
Yeah, bet on Sunny.
You should be a Sunny bookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know she's going to do that porn with China.
Yeah.
And she said she will.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew that it was her fucking ring. Now yeah. It is.
So when's her next DUI? Let's have a poll.
But what I'm saying is, like, Roman Reigns is the third coolest guy in the three-way.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before that...
It always sucks being the third coolest guy in the three-way.
Right.
Let me tell you. At the Rebel Trucker, are things more likely to happen than a Daniel Bryan body slam? T-Mac getting laid. Daniel Bryan ain't body slamming every night, I'll tell you that. Abby W.
Oh, I saw two abs this weekend. Oh, my God, I did, yeah. I had my shirt off after a practice, and I took my shirt off, and I looked in the mirror, and I go, it caught me off guard. Like, yeah. I was just walking, I was like, what the?
Like, nuh-uh.
And I flexed it. And I was like, motherfucker, I got two abs.
Got my two-pack.
Yeah.
Two-pack.
Yeah. So I actually had a big weekend. So Saturday night was KCFA.
Got some abs.
Yeah, got some abs.
Got two abs.
Also,
Hashtag two abs.
Yeah, T-Mac two abs.
Hashtag T-Mac two abs T-Mac.
Two abs T-Mac, yeah.
I wonder if they'll wear Confederate flags at the ceremony.
Trump.
WWE, yeah, announced the Fabulous Freebirds will be inducted into the 2016 class of the WWE Hall of Fame. Michael P.S. Hayes, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, and Buddy Jack Roberts, and Jimmy Garvin will join Sting, The Godfather, and a few more yet to be named legends in this year's class.
I like the photo you sent me where it said, saw the Freebirds, legit thought Dog the Bounty Hunter was being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's exactly what he looks like.
He does.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Which is sad because that's a picture from the 70s.
Which, speaking
dog,
of Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Fuck's wrong with you, dog? Hashtag tweet the table. Things more likely to happen than a Daniel Bryan body slam.
Oh, yeah. What?
A Kevin Owens Zumba class.
That's funny.
At Theo75. Wow.
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 Sasha looks great. I'd like to take her to Olive Garden and have her stay the week at my place. Hashtag tweet the table.
That's what I had for lunch today.
Oh, nice. Sasha? That was March 3rd, 1997, the British Bulldog defeated this man in Berlin, Germany to win the tournament to crown the first WWF European champion.
97?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was in Berlin.
Can I get a hint?
The British Bulldog was in Berlin winning a tournament to crown the first WWF European champion.
He defeated who? That's what I'm guessing?
He defeated him in one fall.
That doesn't help me.
It's Owen Hart. Okay.
Your face turned red saying that because you were so uncomfortable saying it, but it was a great joke.
It was like, it has to be.
It was one fall.
It was one fall. Oh, God. Too soon? At Kitty First.
Lady.
Who wishes Booty-O cereal were real? Hashtag tweet the table.
I don't.
You don't?
If you...
Yeah.
Had that cereal.
Uh-huh.
Let's go back to you.
Booty-O's. It's going to be some Booty-O's.
No. Yeah. Okay.
You want the chocolate O's?
Right. But let's just say you and your wife have a housewarming party.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
She invites her friends.
Yes.
And you're showing her friends mm-hmm. around the house.
A big new pantry.
Right.
Right. And which we'll have. Right? Yeah, we got a big new pantry.
And you will open up that pantry.
Booty-O's.
And Booty-O's is there. Everyone's going to be okay with that?
They don't need to be okay with it, man. I'm okay with it. Fuck them.
You're okay with that.
If they don't like it, they can eat some Booty-O's.
Your face doesn't turn red? You don't get embarrassed?
No, man.
Booty-O's?
I eat the Booty-O's like groceries.
Jeez.
This shit's going to be gone in a day anyway, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't have a Booty-O uneaten around me. All right, that's sick. At GBL316, hashtag tweet the table, Rafflamow. Did you see the ref take a whack on the shin during the Triple H Reigns brawl? He had to hobble off camera.
I did see that.
I missed that.
That made me laugh so hard. I
missed that.
Oh, my God. I'm going to show it to you.
All right. That's good.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You're really into this one.
Yeah, you had so much. Okay, yeah, because he is.
He can't even breathe.
Because he...
This is why this show will never end right here. Alright, you gotta stop. You're fucking contagious, asshole.
He hit his shit. And then he coughs.
I'm crying over here.
Oh my god.
Alright.
He hit his shin. Stop. And then he comes back. Oh, that was so awesome.
You gotta stop.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
And then he comes back. Like limping. It's like Roman. What the fuck?
Alright, I love it. Alright. You find that woman vibe.
If she isn't married,
yeah.
Fuck that guy.
But sometimes just knowing is what you wanted anyway.
No, it ain't.
Sometimes.
No.
Yeah.
Because 6 months after it all fizzled out, then you're just thinking, well, it could have been.
Anyway.
Make sure it happens. No, let's help this guy. What would you do?
Jeez, I don't know. So he's single. I'd smash, man.
Yeah.
I'm fucking in quit. Yeah. Like, yeah, what would I do? But I'm an evil, fucking horrible human being.
Yeah, so what? Maybe he is too.
What hurt the most was T-Mac finding it so damn funny.
Yeah. I got a story about this guy. All right. So tell us, and I'll tell you the story.
WWE referee.
This is embarrassing.
Dan Engler. Received stitches and sutures following an ankle injury he suffered last week on Raw during the Roman Reigns.
It's still funny.
During the Roman Reigns Triple H backstage brawl. WWE posted a video of Engler.
You should watch it.
Receiving medical treatment backstage following the incident. I didn't watch it. Is it good?
Yeah, he's so stupid. He's like, oh, it's just part of the battle.
Part of the battle.
Yeah, like he was like treating it like it was like a war wound.
Yeah, like this happens in the biz. You know what I mean? Guys like us, man, in this business, we get hurt. That's what we do.
That's what
we do. You just deal with it. You just move on, you know? That's when you get out and you get back out there and you go, Roman, stop! You're beating up a guy who's three times my size and muscle alone, but I'm going to stop you from over here on one leg. Stop!
Well, and there's eight other refs.
Yeah. Like, we didn't know you were there. Like, you could have stayed gone.
Okay, I got a story about this,
though. Okay, yeah.
So I go on a date with this girl who is, I've told you off air, this girl is
Yeah. This is like,
yeah, she's beautiful.
An angel that you are not worthy of even being in the same room
She
with.
Should dump me, like, as soon as possible.
Yesterday.
But, yeah, but she keeps dating me. Actually, I'm texting her, you know,
uh-huh.
today.
And what does she think of your leaving, like, this week?
You know, we're going to work through that, hopefully. Well, we'll see.
Does she know?
Kind of.
No!
I told her that I was going to Houston. And coming back, because, hey, look, I'm not going to shoot myself in the foot because I could hate this job. Because
what if you do and you don't, like, and you get out of it?
So
smart.
Very. Thank you. But.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you about this. So
you're making this poor girl wait around for a month for no reason. And then you're going to come back and you're going to do the dirty things that you do to girls. And then you're going to send her on her way and you're going to break her heart.
That could happen. I don't know.
T-Mac.
Hey, we don't know the future. Okay? So,
or we could fall in love and have babies.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We don't know.
Happen.
Yeah, we could travel the world together. Who
That's
knows?
That's true.
Okay, so.
That's true.
I was
She's
telling
not
her,
gonna have to pay anything. She just you right, feed her some Fritos and a Gatorade.
Exactly. Give her a apple every morning. She'll
right,
be fine.
Yeah.
It's like a baby. So look, there she
what
is.
What the fuck are you gonna tell her that?
So let me tell you. So she was asking about this podcast.
Okay.
And she was like, so when you guys are talking about wrestling, like, do you guys talk about it like as if it's real? I was like, no. And I made reference to that Talking Dead show.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like that. I was like, we talk about it like that.
Right.
She's like, oh, cool. So what did you talk about this week? And I still am so tickled by this fucking story that I start telling it to her. And she doesn't think it's that funny.
No.
But I am in tears laughing.
You got to see it. And you got to be in this world to, like, know how absurd
and
what happened.
It's just how absurd it is. Yeah. And so, like, I, you know how I was last week? Like, crying.
Still.
Yeah. And I'm just, and she's like, ugh. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. This
she's like,
is
look,
weird.
I think we should see other people.
And she's like, are you ready to go? I'm like, I guess.
And she said, I need to tell you that I'm moving to New York and I won't be here.
Right. Oh, God, it was so funny. But, yeah, I embarrassed myself in front of her and the restaurant, laughing to tears because of this poor bastard.
And the people in the restaurant look over and see you laughing to tears and the girl's looking really uncomfortable.
Exactly. Davey Richards has a kid now.
With Angelina Love.
Did they already tattoo it?
Hashtag treat the table. Happy for Stan Hansen. But I can't lie. As a New Yorker in my 30s, my only memory of him is as the bathroom guy in No Holds Barred. At W.I. Arcata, can just Sasha use the horsewoman name? She looks like an unfed horse with that terrible red/pink/purple mane. Hashtag treat the table. She just kind of looks like an unfed horse.
Yeah. Look at that big ass nose.
At the ultimate one. Whoa.
Whoa.
What hole did they dig Fandango out of for this match? Hashtag tweet the table.
Catering. Pete Rose.
Pete fucking Rose.
I met Pete Rose.
You met Pete Rose.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, you gonna get Kane back? What'd you
say? Yeah. I was like, why is Kane ducking you?
Yeah. April 14th, 1990.
He's citing all these things and all baseball questions.
Yeah, everybody's
and
like,
he
hey,
could give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, why aren't you in the Baseball Hall of Fame? Would you bet on this game? What'd you think about Stan Musial? And then I was like, why is Kane ducking you? And he like raised his head. I was like, right, got your attention.
April 14th, 2013. Fandango's theme music, Cha-La-La, comes in at number 44 on the UK singles charts. Missing the top 40 by 239 sales. The last time a WWE song made the UK charts was... And whom? I'll give you the year. It was 1994.
Oh, really? I was thinking DX or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
1994?
Mm-hmm. Made UK charts for a single.
Is it ironic?
Yeah, it's so great. I don't know if it's ironic, but they loved it, I guess.
1994?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sexy Boy, Shawn Michaels.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would an American song get that high up?
I don't know, man. It's fucking Hacksaw.
You British people are weird.
You guys are weird. On this day. April 15th, 2016, happy 38th birthday to the greatest man that ever lived, Austin Aries, born in 1978. And happy 62nd birthday to the professor, Mike Tenay.
What's your opinions on him?
Really cool when he first came out in WCW, but then the shtick got old, and now he sounds like Bret Hart with a better attitude. On this day. April 17th, 1994. WCW presented Sting Stampede from the Rosemont Horizon in Rosemont, Illinois. The main event of the evening featured a world heavyweight title match between Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat that ended in a draw after a double pin. This controversy would lead to the world heavyweight title being vacated. Also on this show, let's see if you remember a little bit of WCW history here.
Okay.
Sting defeated Rick Rude to win what title?
U.S.
The WCW International World Heavyweight Championship.
Ah, shit.
So the NWA title, they used to defend also, which was the big gold.
Yep.
They left the NWA.
Uh-huh.
They kept the big gold.
Uh-huh.
They made a kayfabe company called WCW International.
Uh-huh.
And had a couple champions doing that before they fused the titles into one.
Uh-huh.
Right? Kind of what WWE did.
Uh-huh.
But they called it WCW International. And it was the WCW International World Heavyweight Champion.
All right.
The International World Heavyweight Champion. You don't got to say both of those things. It's like a true fact. Fuck.
I love when you can break down things. Like
Global Force Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. Well, no shit.
Global.
Fucking global. It's like the Global Force Wrestling International Division. Like, well, fuck.
Isn't it global?
Right.
Why would it not?
The WCW International World Heavyweight Championship.
And then Tuesday, I'm taking her to her first pro wrestling show. as WWE SmackDown.
The
will
SmackDown.
Be here. Which I was hoping it was going to be a Raw, you know, because Raws are better, than SmackDown.
Of course.
But.
Well, you can
good.
Wait.
Yeah.
They'll be back in 6 months or so.
Yeah. Well.
By then, she'll have broken up with you, and you won't have wasted the money on taking her to SmackDown.
Unfortunately, you're probably right. Yeah. And I'm going to get there a little early, just to be like, hey, man, do you need just anything? Like, let's go over kind of the steps.
Yeah.
It's ABC. Did you do ABC after this? Remember that you've got to put, you know, this here, that
right,
there.
Right, right.
So I'm just going to go over.
That's how my sex life goes.
Right, yeah. So, like, oh, God, isn't that a lot? Like, okay, so can you put your, and then I'll do this here, and then, So.
That's it, huh? That's
right,
the,
yeah.
And then it's good.
That's good,
it's
yeah. You've heard it here on the Spanish.
And she's still with you.
I know. It's crazy. I just don't get this.
Or what if the Dudleys just start having a fucking chick?
Hey, they had Stacy Keibler.
Why not?
Yeah.
Velvet Sky.
Velvet Sky.
A lot of the WWE Universe might have no idea who she is. A whole lot of them.
I think some do, though.
Some do. Absolutely, yeah. A lot do. But there's a whole lot who don't.
I think NXT would be a good start, though, because.
Yes.
After Bayley goes, and then it's just because now Emma's gone too,
and she's never worked the WWE style,
right? So she's got to get acclimated.
Yep.
So
yeah,
you
she won't be
her,
going main roster.
You work her with Dana Brooke,
yeah.
Dana, and then a couple other girls. I think she gets acclimated. Then yeah, that's a great idea. Move her right up. Say she's the new manager. Stacy Keibler did. Why can't she?
They could even make her, you know, like
Dudley's sister.
They could make it a Dudley cousin.
And then have it incest.
And then later, then it reveals that they weren't. It was a lot, right? But everybody's like, what?
Well, yeah. You never know with that Dudley bloodline.
Right?
That would be awesome.
It'd be fun. Yes.
No, that would be how
just
they break up. No, so.
They find out that.
Yeah. So
that she's
like,
Velvet Dudley.
Yeah. So they're intimate.
Yeah!
And Devon's like, Bubba.
Dude,
Bubba, you gotta listen.
No,
yeah,
dude.
And he's like, "No, you suck."
That's my girl, dude.
Yeah.
Don't talk about that. I don't talk about your wife and your kids. And,
yeah,
like just going off.
And
like,
they just
little
have,
Jimmy or whatever their kids' names are. You know?
And they have matches against each other, and then finally Devon reveals she's
a cousin. It's Velvet Dudley.
Velvet Dudley.
Yes.
Oh, then they're getting all weird.
Yes. Yeah, like right when they're like. All up until it tells them, and then they're like,
Devon reveals it on, like, the Titantron.
See, and that's what, like, again, it's the Attitude Era kind of stuff, but that's because it was fun, weird stuff that was.
It's
a
soap
no
opera.
Point on a pro wrestling
game,
but it's fun.
Yeah.
No, yes. We're publicly traded, and Linda wants to run for Senate.
Can't
so
have
can't
cousin
say,
fucking on WWE.
No, cousin fucking on Raw.
Jesus.
God, that would be fun.
Yes.
Not the cousin fucking. That's that storyline. You've got some cousins? All of a sudden, like, baby.
All right, final one. You ready? I think I need your...
Full
take
attention.
A breath. Take a breath, all right?
Yeah, okay. You warned me about this.
Adam_Pearson.
Love it already.
All right.
Love it already.
Jesus.
What? Say it.
I don't know that I can.
Oh. Okay, here we go. Take two, and we're ready.
All right.
What? Do I have to look it up on Twitter?
I guess that Sunny China film won't be happening anytime soon. Unless Sonny really needs the money. Hashtag Katie Vick. Hashtag to the table. At Theo75 says, heck no. Randy Orton sucks. Those Make-A-Wish kids should wish he gets fired ASAP. Hashtag tweet the table.
God dang. I like it.
Make a wish. What, they go to John Cena and they're like, hey, you want to grant another wish? Yeah,
yeah.
What do you got? Cancer, leukemia, lupus?
Quit.
No, Johnny's got the sniffles and he'd like you to retire. Hey, it's for charity. At Heavyset330, who gets booed more? By the way, Heavyset, our beer sponsor.
Slater Gator.
Response of the week. Heavyset. When Heavyset walks into a room, the lighting turns up.
I heard he could parallel park his truck without looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I heard he could unite Congress and get things passed.
Mm-hmm. I did hear that as well. Mm-hmm. I heard that one time he drove his truck so well that they asked him to go on vacation because he was intimidating the other truck drivers.
I heard he was such a good truck driver, they added a 19th wheel and call it the heavy set.
I like that. All right. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I was playing basketball with some kids. They were like 16-year-old kids, right, at the Lifetime Fitness.
Uh-huh.
And this kid goes, "Hey, man, how old are you?" And I was like, at the time, I was 33. So this was 3 years ago. And I was like, 33.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. So I was like, I'm not 40 yet. So I said, closer to 40 than I am 30, though.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm 33. Why? And he goes, no. And I was like, why am I playing? And he goes, no. I'm just thinking, like, surprised that you're still playing this good. And I was like, it's not old. I like yelled at this fucking kid. I was like, it's not old. Like, as I'm dribbling.
Right.
You know what I mean? As I'm like posting up with my ankle braces.
You start backing
and
down.
And my sweatband.
Your knee-high socks.
My goggles. My orthopedic.
Your shape-ups.
Yeah, my shape-ups.
Your New Balance shape-ups.
I got my knee sweatbands on. Well, after we get done, we'll share a Werther's Originals, and I'll tell you about all this.
You got a wristband, and you take your free throws like Karl Malone.
Yeah, I'm that old guy completely naked in the sauna at the gym.
Hey, yeah, you're in the sauna naked, and like, you want to sit next to
not
me?
Not even no. A towel yeah. Down, just yep. Sitting on the wood, just ass.
In more ways than one.
Oh! Heavy Set, our beer sponsor of the week. If you want to do that, send us some
Heavy
money to tableshow@gmail.com on the PayPal.
I've always thought you're great. Captain Awesome hates you. I think you're amazing.
Heavy Set and I have had a tumultuous friendship, we'll say that.
I picked him up from Target.
I met him out. He's bought me lunch.
We
met on the road on I-70 one time when we were both traveling through there. Yeah.
I picked him up from Target, brought him into the studio. You didn't turn his mic on. We did a whole segment with him. And then I took him back, and you said, "Fuck that guy." I said, "Why? I liked him." And you're like,
"No, shut the fuck up."
He said, "He smells funny." I was like, "I think he's amazing." And then you didn't air the segment.
At Rated R. Charlotte's theme music sounds like Ric Flair walking into a Forever 21. Hashtag tweet the table. Charlotte's 30? Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah, she got a late start. She started after the death of, which one died? David?
Reed.
Mm-hmm. Reed.
David's still alive.
He looks weird, too.
He banged Stacy Keibler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hard. A lot.
I don't know about those
yeah,
two.
Yeah, probably
things,
not.
But God, what a jerk.
He probably like asked her if she was okay about 7 times during the process of it. Probably asked her if she needed a pillow.
What a jerk.
What else did he do? He probably...
He had to take a break for water.
He probably, when one candle burned out, he went to relight it so the ambiance would stay the same.
One thing I forgot to say that happened this week.
What?
And it reminded me of it because of my wanting my opinion on the pay-per-view. So it's Monday morning.
Okay.
Right?
Right. It's Tuesday night.
Well, it was a Monday morning.
Okay.
It was a Monday morning. It was it was a Monday afternoon. It was our 3 o'clock break.
There I was.
Right. There I was. It was the end of our 3 o'clock break.
Okay. Ooh, like everybody gets a timed break at the same time?
Yeah, because, you know, not everyone, but a mass amount of people, right?
Yeah. I hate that. I want to go when I want to go.
Well, I like it because then I can walk around with other people and not have to worry.
True.
Anyhow, so we're done with our break. I'm walking back, and a guy who I know, but I don't know his name, recognize facially, but that's it. He goes, "So what'd you think about that last night?" Me, just assuming he's talking more pop culture-ish things, I thought he was talking about how the Thunder killed the Warriors.
Right.
And I was like...
Destroyed
right.
them.
Right. And I was just like, oh my God.
Fucking kicked him in the nuts and had sex with their moms.
Right.
Bad. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, just like...
Well, and I was like, man, dude, that was insane. I've never seen Steph Curry have that bad of a game, and that was kind of crazy. He's like, no, man. What'd you think of the Intercontinental Championship match?
Right.
And I said... What?
Yeah.
I was like, what? And he was with...
Did we just become best friends?
Well, hold on. Then he was with two other people.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And so I was like, and I kind of walked up, and they're older than me.
Didn't he be listening to this fucking show?
Well, hold on. So I kind of walked up.
I told somebody about the show.
Right. Hold on. Let me finish mine and you get to yours.
It may ruin my chance at something.
Good. Right.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So I walk up and I said, are you guys wrestling fans?
Yeah, you're like,
and they're like, I said that like that.
Yeah,
and they're like, yeah. So what'd you think? I was like, you know, it was a good pay per view. And they're like, it was kind of ho hum. I was like, oh, you're kind of snarky. That's what I said. I go, you're kind of snarky. And then the lady said, I was listening to a podcast with Vince Russo, and I hate Vince Russo, but he made a good point. And I was just like, oh, you listened to a podcast that had Vince Russo, so you had to seek after this.
You're right.
And I was just like, oh my god. And then like. Everyone was like going back to their offices and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God damn, I got to go. I was like, seriously? Tomorrow, 3:00, we finish this conversation. They're like, yeah, we're here every day at 3:00. I was like, for how long? They're like, we've been here for like 3 months. I was like, motherfucker! So I like walked back.
I could have been having friends
right.
this whole time.
Well, I walked back and I would like look back behind my shoulder. I'm like, 3:00!
Yeah.
3:00.
Today, they're probably like, oh, that new
right,
guy's
yeah.
fucking
Well, then
dork.
I came up today and I was like, guys! What about Raw, right? And they're like, yeah, man, like calm down. I'm like, no, we're friends.
Yeah, we're friends now, right, guys? Where are you going?
Yeah. Oh, man, I have friends.
So I have been, we talked about this before, I've been going and sitting in on the meetings at the Olathe Human Relations Commission.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Human Relations Commission. So it's...
HR.
You know, I mean, well, there's numerous things. So, like, they help, right now they're working on they're helping advise the mayor on, so there's an affirmative action program, and they're supposed to check... Make sure that X amount of bids from minority-owned businesses and women-owned businesses are being included in the selection process, right? So right now they're working on what numbers should that look like? What percentages? How do we track that? How can we help advise the city council and stuff like that, right? These kind of things, right? Various things. Human Relations Commission. And there's some openings, and I've been applied and all that kind of stuff. Well, we were talking about studio and some radio stuff and everything. We were talking about Cumulus and everything. I was like, yeah, I really just kind of do it for studio access. They were like, what do you need studio access for? And I was like, well, so I do a pro wrestling podcast. And this one guy was like, huh? Lit up. And I was like, yeah. And this girl's like, professional wrestling? And I was like, yeah. She's like, so that's like the real stuff, right? Like not the WWE. And I was like, no. And he's laughing. And I'm like, no, like the completely fake, the not sport. Didn't say that, but you know what I mean? I'm like, that stuff. And I was like, yeah, we love it. And she's like, oh, what is it? And I was like, it's called the Spanish Announce Table. And she's like, is this you, the scary guys with the hats? And so I turn it, and there's two Mexican guys.
Oh, God, no.
There's two Mexican guys, right?
Oh, God, no.
And, but they were like, yeah, like Lucha Libre. And I'm like, yeah, kind of like that. I was like, but there's a common trope. I had to explain them to the Spanish Announce Table. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. But the Mexican guys were like, yeah, Lucha Libre, that's common mask. Because she had no idea, right? And she's like, oh, she's like, no, I'm going to have to listen to you. And I was like, hold on.
Like, wait.
Because earlier she'd said, make sure you send your resume so I can make sure we get, because they're lining candidates up. And I'm like,
God,
fuck.
No.
Right? And I'm like, it is not safe for work because it's me and a friend and we're just BSing about, right? Because I can somewhat say that. So then I was listening back to one of our Funniest Moments episode and I go on a rant and I'm like, nobody gives a fuck that you are Mexican. Nobody gives a shit. So I'm like, great. Great. Here I go trying to get on the Human Relations Council, and I'm like, nobody gives a shit that I'm white. Nobody gives a fuck that somebody's black. I'm just like, no, but I still maintain that.
Right.
My point is that we shouldn't, A, give a shit, and because I don't give a shit, I don't want to hear about it, right? Because it shouldn't matter because we're all humans, right? Mm-hmm. That's my sense. But yeah, I'm like, oh, this might not go well. She actually listens.
Yeah.
And even 147, we come back from 2 weeks, and I'm like, man, fuck this, and F that in the ass. You know, just like fucking potty mouth McDermott over here. Just fucking.
It's always, I will get red in the face when I find out, like, a boss of mine knows
listen
that I do this. I was like, oh, shit.
You told my boss.
Right, yeah.
You fucking went and took an interview at my work, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
hey, I might have embarrassed you.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, man, you might be a dork now.
Yeah, I told that guy, I said, I'm not as big of a nerd as the pro wrestling podcast would have you believe in. He said, you may need to prove that.
You make him a king.
Mm-hmm.
But you call him King Uitanze. Uitanze stands for the calm one.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
It's it is Kinyarwanda. That's the language. It's what people from Rwanda speak.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned this.
Nice.
And I thought this would be a great name for...
How did you learn this?
Well, the girl that I'm dating...
Uh-huh. The smart girl.
Right. Spent 2 years in Rwanda in the Peace Corps.
And, dude, what the fuck? Right. Hold on, man.
And her nickname was Uitanze for the calm one. You're starting to see, like, she's the yin to my yang because I'm the nuts.
Dude, she's
one.
Not even the yin to your yang. She's just the yin yang to your fuck are you doing?
I know.
What?
I know.
Okay.
Trust me.
Today.
Yep.
You come in and say, hey, she made you a cupcake. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nice. And then we're talking about how you guys live so far apart. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, if you ever get together, you're going to have to move here. And I was like, oh, because she lives near the studio. I was like, oh, but you work in, you know, right. 30 minutes away or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you went, I went, she's going to have to move to you. And you went, nah, she owns her house. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
This girl owns her house. Worked in the Peace Corps.
Uh-huh.
Has a Rwandan name.
Getting her master's in public health. Works with Children's Mercy Hospital. She's amazing. Yeah, no, trust me. Every day that she answers my phone call, I'm just amazed.
She's a dude. No. You're going to find out this is a fucking Jenner kind of a thing here.
No, she isn't, trust me.
Well, she may not be now. And Katie first.
Lady.
The shining stars are becoming falling stars. Hashtag tweet table. Well, you can be the shining star whiskey sponsor of the week.
Great idea. Like, because even if you're not a wrestling fan and I told you, like, hey, we do a Shining Stars whiskey sponsor of the week, you'd be like, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, we name them after bad tag teams.
Bad tag teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the,
The Hype Bros cocaine sponsor of the week.
Right. See, that'd be a good one. Anybody? At B-double-T.
I fucking love his intro. Mm-hmm. It always
Oh, yeah.
Me
I mean, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm ready to go just fucking... Just... I don't even know, man. What does a good American do right now?
Chop some wood.
Just go... drink a beer and mow the lawn! I'm just gonna... Go patrol the border. All right. Come back and answer your listener emails. When I graduated high school, at the ripe age of 24. Now,
buy a beer for your friends.
Right.
You'll like me, right?
Yeah.
Maybe later we can go in the tree.
So my last day.
At the tree club.
All year long. And I mean from like the first day of school to the last day of school. Every time I had to go into the office, which was probably many times, there was a security jacket and hat hanging there, right? Like an extra for the security guards, right? Black jackets, the security on the back, and a hat, the security right on the front, right? Very generic that you've seen before, right?
Of course.
And I was like, one of these days I'm going to steal that, right?
As you should.
And it was one of our last days in school, right? Senior, I walk in there for something. I have to go in and like turn some paperwork in or something at the office, and nobody is there, right? And I'm standing there forever waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm like, oh, the fuck is anybody going to be here? And I turn back. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the jacket, which is gone, of course. All fucking year it's been there. It's not there. But the hat's still there.
Took the hat.
So I take the hat. And I'm walking around everywhere. Hey, where's your hall pass? I'm just fucking like, you know what I mean? Just fucking everybody. Let me see your hall pass, nerd. You know what I mean? I'm just going all over the place. I take it. We leave school, do whatever. We all party. We go the next day for graduation. And I'm wearing the hat. Fucking like standing in line. Having gone, I got my hat, and I'm like, this is gonna be the best, right? And I am, shit you not, like the next guy in front of the curtain, right? And they keep like checking back, and they're looking, and they're looking out, and they're like ushering us out, and he's like, all right, hey, Rainer, yep, did you get that hat? I was like, you know where I got this hat. He's like, because what am I gonna say, right? He goes, give me that hat. I was like, oh, come on, man. He's like, give me the hat. I'm like, all right, fine, fuck. I go out there in my house and you know where I got this hat. Like, why even ask that question, right?
You know where I got this shit.
Well, you know where I got it. Fuck, where else? But you know, that's why you asked. I want to ask that.
That's a great story.
Hashtag hire T-Mac.
Hashtag hire T-Mac.
They fucking should.
Absolutely.
I like this.
I might hire you to be my own personal writer.
Came up with a storyline.
Come on.
Didn't we?
Right. Fair. I'll be your personal ring announcer. Yeah. See?
So
there we go. At B double D, 50,000 a year. At B double D.
That's more than my first ex-wife gets.
I ain't doing what she had to do for that.
Two-time champ. So they want that shit. So it's going to be Finn.
I can see that as well.
They love him. They got such a fucking little hard on for his washboard abs, and they're like, oh, let me put a belt on that shit. And yep, there it is.
It's true. Yep, right. He's an impressive looking guy. I'll give him that.
Joe looks like a sack of yogurt running around. Looks like an unbaked cookie running around in a circle.
The Iceman 4.
The Iceman Forever.
With the number 4.
That is the Iceman. The number 4, EVA.
Right. You can't finish a word and be cool.
Right.
You have to, like, trail it off.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shit, good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, are you picking up what I'm throwing down?
Yeah, yeah. Come on,
get,
yeah.
You get it? Uh-huh. You understand?
Yeah. You feel me, dog?
You smell what I'm shitting?
Know what I'm shitting?
What was that?
Yes, I will be using that. You smell what I'm shitting?
I'm gonna say that when I go home.
Hey, just got done having a great time on the podcast with my friends. I'm ready to get busy. You smell what I'm shitting?
It's like, what's up, girl? I'm home. You feel? You smell what I'm shitting?
Ready to rock your world tonight. You smell what I'm shitting? And you got to say it like serious. Oh, man, just like.
Oh, God.
You smell what I'm shitting? I'm going to do that at work tomorrow.
I love when I surprise myself.
The Spanish announce table.